RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek, on RadioMD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. So, if you're a woman who's 60 and older, if you have aesthetic surgery, is there a risk? Is this any different than if a woman was 40 years old or 50 years old? To answer that question, we have our go-to plastic surgeon, Dr. Robert Singer, who is an internationally recognized plastic surgeon practicing in La Jolla, San Diego, of all the wonderful places. And what we really want to know here, Dr. Singer, is let's just go to maybe some of the beliefs out there, like, oh my gosh, she's 60. She shouldn't be having that extra eyelid lift or that lower face lift. Is that really true?
Well, the reality is that the population, let's talk about 65 and older, because there was a recent excellent article in the American, or the Aesthetic Surgery Journal, that looked at a huge group of patients, over 183,000 cosmetic procedures, and in those, they weren't all in older patients, but those older than 65, there was over 6,700 of those patients. And the elderly population over than 65 is the fastest growing segment of the American population. It represents 13% of the current population in the United States. And cosmetic surgery, the group that has the most frequent amount of plastic surgery are those in the 35 to 50 years old. However, the fastest growing group that is having aesthetic surgery is that older population, and there's a lot of reasons.
Wow. Tell us why.
It's becoming less invasive. It's more available to the general public. Results have gotten better. There's less invasive procedures. There's more options. There's better accredited facilities, and there's the stigma of having plastic surgery, cosmetic procedures, has really changed in the U.S. It's much more accepted. 65 is no longer elderly. Patients are much more vibrant. They're much more active. They're physically more fit. They want to look more like they feel inside. Many are in the job market and are working longer, and they want to be able to compete in that or go for job interviews. They look younger, more vibrant. They have a better chance of getting that. Some are looking for, they've lost their spouses, they're looking for new mates. And social media has played a huge role in the way people look and coming in to want to look better. Most of those individuals who come in are realistic, they're solid, they understand what's feasible, what's not, but they need to be educated about that, and they want natural results. They don't want magic, and that's a key thing about it.
To paraphrase that a little bit, it's a little bit more functional. In other words, the last thing they want to do is look like Barbie doll, right? And some younger people are a little hung up on that stuff. But maybe someone has, either lost a spouse or a partner and shaped up, dropped about maybe 30, 40 pounds, and whoopsies, they have that skin hang on their belly. And so functionally, who needs that? So they'll go and get a tuck and maybe, a little something with the breasts and back and forth. So that seems to make some more sense. So I'm thinking about all the different kinds of procedures, the lid droop that you get as you age. A lot of that's familial, too. So you think some of that is kicking in, too?
Well, I think with time, gravity, sun, lifestyle, weight gain, weight loss all play a role. Some patients have situations that it's always bothered them, they wanted to improve, and some, as aging has occurred, they look in the mirror and they don't see the person they think that they are any longer. They're starting to look like their mother, and they want to look fresher and better. So there's all sorts of things, whether it's facial aesthetic surgery, whether it's body contouring, that can be done. And the interesting thing in the studies that have been published is the fact that group older than 65, in fact, there's a subgroup older than 80 that was looked at in this huge study. Those who are selected appropriately have appropriate medical evaluation in the hands of board-certified plastic surgeons in an accredited facility with an appropriate anesthesia provider had no higher rate of complications than the younger group. And I have to go back to what you said in the sense that really nobody should want to have a procedure that looks like a Barbie doll. Patients all should want to have natural results. You don't notice good plastic surgery. You notice those who really need it or bad plastic surgery. But good plastic surgery should just look natural. It should look like a fresher, better individual.
I love it. I love it. You know, I want everyone to hear this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but really, in the hands of a board-certified plastic surgeon like yourself in an accredited facility with the appropriate medical assessment, et cetera, that a woman who is 60, say, for instance, or 65, should have no more morbidity or mortality than a woman who is 50 or 45.
Yeah, and the reality of anesthetic procedures, if you look at the data from the largest of the gold standard of accrediting organization, quadruple ASF, and looking at millions of procedures nationwide, the fatality rate is 1 in 57,000.
Wow.
Now, you never want to have any of that. But in the recently published study that was in the Aesthetic Surgery Journal, actually they had no mortalities. And they looked at every single major untoward result. But patients have to realize potential complications can occur at any age in anybody's hands.
Of course.
What you want to go is to a board-certified plastic surgeon because then you're going to be screened. You're going to get a medical workup ahead of time, and those individuals who are ethical and good will say no to some patients. And perhaps in this study, the value of it was one to show that you can safely undergo these procedures. But the second thing is, this group was probably screened a little more carefully because they were older. So the problem is in the hands of individuals who are not board certified, often called cosmetic surgeons, or those who just self-proclaimed. And in a facility that is not accredited, there is no data. So you don't want to do that across the board. You have to be very selective about saying, using these criteria in the right hands, as an older patient who's medically appropriate, it's safe to have those procedures.
Dr. Singer, is there a website where a woman considering having aesthetic surgery over the age of 60 might be able to go and learn a little bit more about what's appropriate? Would it be the Plastic Surgery Academy, or where could they go?
What I would suggest they go, in, no matter what age, they can go to Smart Beauty Guide. And that's the website for the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. That's okay. A great place to start.
Smart Beauty Guide. All right,
right.
Excellent. And so that would be a first go-to. And then make certain, once again reiterating, it's a board-certified plastic surgeon in an accredited facility. And women, you know, speak up. Ask questions. Be your own best advocate with this because, you know, don't just, you know, go under the knife with anybody. And I'm so encouraged to know that women who are over the age of 60 have so many options. And quite frankly, whatever's going on with them is really applicable to all the other age groups, as you already mentioned. Dr. Singer, we are so happy you are back on Her Radio. Once again, we've been talking about aesthetic surgery for women 60 and older. Is there a risk? And learn more about Dr. Singer at rsingermd.com. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Ropes, and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. If you've got a health question, make sure to email us at askher@radiomd.com, and stay well.